from KQED.
The budget proposed by Governor Jerry Brown almost evenly splits a $25.4 billion deficit, tackling half with spending cuts, half with additional taxes. Today, we deliver three reports on Brown's proposal, starting with this overview from Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers.
Jerry Brown's speaking style often sounds frenetic or, well, exasperated. But on Monday, the governor at times actually seemed somewhat exasperated in defending his budget, one balanced through a lot of tough choices.
Now, some people are going to say, why don't we just borrow, kick the can down the road? The problem is next year, there's not that much more money, but then we'll have a debt service and a bigger burden to pay back. It's better to take our medicine now and get the state on a balanced footing.
The governor's plan relies on $12.5 billion in cuts and about $12 billion in taxes. The largest cuts are from health and human services, higher education, and state worker salaries. From there, it's a lot of trims and tucks, including one less firefighter on state fire engines, fewer cell phones and cars for state workers, and cuts to Brown's own office, to name just a few. As for taxes, the governor intends to call a special statewide election in June and ask voters to extend, for five more years, taxes now set to expire this summer. Those taxes on income, sales, and vehicles were raised in 2009, but that same year, voters rejected an extension.
I don't know what they think has changed that's going to make the people feel any differently about increasing taxes.
Bob Dutton is the Republican leader of the state Senate. He told reporters Monday he thinks there are, quote, zero votes on his side of the aisle for putting a tax increase on the ballot. Not surprisingly, Republicans want more cuts. Democrats want fewer cuts. And Democrats are in a particularly tough spot. Many of the cuts the Democratic governor has put on the table are similar to ones rejected in recent times under a Republican governor. Many Democratic legislators gave muted approval of the Brown budget plan. Only Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, who reserved judgment on specific cuts, voiced support.
We will not shy away on the Democratic side from doing what has to be done to put this fiscal crisis behind us.
Governor Brown also launched what will surely be a multi-year plan to transfer control and funding to local governments of some public safety, mental health, and welfare services. While he no doubt will work hard on that proposal and all of the policies in his budget plan, Jerry Brown sounded most resolved Monday on something perhaps even tougher to change, the political process.
As the chief executive here, I'm trying to forge a consensus, a wider agreement, get people out of their ideological positioning. So I want to do that in an open-handed, open-hearted way.
But how Jerry Brown will be received remains to be seen, and all of this will have to happen fast. The governor's plan for a June budget election means lawmakers must take action by sometime in March. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.